This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There are many areas of Europe, inside places like Brussels, Belgium, and other ghettos inside France, where you're not supposed to go if you're a Westerner. Well, Joe Biggs, Michael Zimmerman, and, of course, Paul Joseph Watson today went into one of those ghettos in Brussels, Belgium, that is reportedly the heart of the ISIS base in Europe. So our reporters were inside the ISIS base in Europe, and they were told in shops, in restaurants, on the streets, you get out of here, and screamed at in Arabic, French, and in broken English. So they traveled just about an hour and a half north from Paris into Brussels, Belgium, across the border there in the city of Brussels inside Belgium. And boy, let me tell you, I think we should bring in more of these immigrants so that they can scream at us and tell us we're not welcome, and the politically correct can tell us that they need to be worshipped. This is wild, 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 wild. And they didn't even know it was going to be this intense. So I told them, go back if they choose to. They say, Biggs thinks it's too dangerous. And actually get footage of this. I mean, how dramatic is that? People coming out of shops, you name it, and saying, you're not welcome, get out of here. Because they're white. They think they're European. They're screaming at them in Arabic, in French. And I guess, what do they speak in Belgium? Flemish? Just a bunch of gibbering in different languages. I tell you, I'm really tempted now to get on an airplane myself. I mean, I was really talking about going and covering the UN summit next month in Paris, and I'm sorry, it's just crazy. This needs to be documented. They say there's no police for miles and miles, and we know this is in the news. And European women are just grabbed off the street, drugged back in, and gang raped, and the police will do nothing. They will not even charge the people that do it, from Belgium to Sweden to France. Man, the people running Europe really do hate Europe. They really do want to suicide it. But let me tell you who hates Europe more. The Europeans. They want to hide out and be politically correct and think all this is going to blow over. It's not. Socialism really is suicide. Brussels, where you can buy for 500 euros a gun in 30 minutes, has become Europe's jihad capital. That's right, reporters, inside ISIS-based Europe. That's what it is. And so I want the guys to, obviously tomorrow, rent a car, go around and surveil this and just show people what's going on. Biggs said they were getting their cars were following them. I mean, this has been taken over. And imagine the arrogance of these jihadis that usually are chopping and murdering and killing each other in their own respective countries and bullying women and blowing up churches. Now they're in the middle of Europe with just Europeans falling down to worship them. Absolutely falling down on their faces to grovel. And it's the same thing here, whether you're from China or Mexico or Eastern Europe or wherever the case is, we're supposed to just grovel and here's everything free and we're sorry, we're so bad. What a mind control screw job has been put into the average American screwed up brain. When we come back, we're going to intro the piece out of the break with a John Bowne report on all this, and then we're going to get into all the huge breaking news today. There is just so much, but they're saying more terror attacks, a new 9/11, brace for that. And then when there's a new 9/11, no one will get in trouble in our criminal governments for opening the borders up and allowing it to happen. It really is the suspension of common sense and reality. It really is totally sick. We've got new Black Lives Matter videos as they descend on Dartmouth students screaming racial epithets at people. I mean, it is just the suicide of everything that's common sense. It is madness. It is leftist evil.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Just a day before the latest highly coordinated massacre in Paris, leaving as many as 160 dead and 200 injured, President Obama declared,
ISIS is gaining strength, aren't they?
Well, I don't think they're gaining strength. What is true is that from the start, our goal has been first to contain, and we have contained them.
Was this just an obvious example of the United States' constant failure of war on terror-related intelligence? Or did Obama make this declaration to his minion, George Stephanopoulos, to distance himself further from the administration's ties to the Frankenstein monster that recently claimed to have bombed a Russian airliner over the Sinai Peninsula and would be staging a massive terror event in Paris the very next day? Obama ensured the American people that ISIS had been contained. Horrible leadership immediately disrupted as a terror suspect arrested in Paris during the attacks claimed he was from the Islamic State, and ISIS later praised the attacks on Twitter. Oh, Crusaders, we are coming to you with bombs and rifles. Wait for us. The alleged ISIS tweet read, before France's decision to seal its borders Friday in response to the Paris terrorist attacks, the country was only willing to enact border control to protect politicians attending a UN climate change summit. In other words, the elite will erect walls to protect themselves from radical Islamic terrorists, but they'll let the population fend for themselves, and unfortunately, this very attitude created the conditions the terrorists needed to launch multiple attacks in Paris. There were at least seven separate attacks which were apparently planned to strike public events with a large number of people. Around 100 people were violently massacred at the Bataclan concert hall during a hostage siege. At least another 40 people had died in other places around Paris. Police arrested one terrorist suspect who told them he was with the Islamic State and reportedly from Syria. Although it's likely the U.S. and NATO will use the Paris attacks as an excuse to launch military operations in Syria, the Pentagon admitted in 2012 that NATO was backing Islamic extremists in a proxy war to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria, the Pentagon document stated. The West, Gulf countries, and Turkey support this opposition, while Russia, China, and Iran support the Assad regime. ISIS grew directly out of al-Qaeda in Iraq when the latter gained territory in Syria in 2013. The questions regarding the attacks as retaliation of the assassination of Jihadi John are on a constant mainstream media loop. However, verification of Jihadi John's assassination remains and will remain a mystery. Yet it serves to raise Obama's commander-in-chief status, exactly as did the Osama bin Laden assassination hoax.
If you want a conspiracy theory to exist, that's how you start it. Like, the most elusive character on the face of the planet, the most elusive human being, the Bigfoot of people. And you catch him and kill him, but yeah, we chucked him in the drink right away because we didn't want any more problems.
John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We are now a good 12 minutes into this worldwide broadcast. That was a special report and followed by John Bound for InfoWars Nightly News last night. I thought we'd open up the main transmission with that. It has been reported that Brussels, Belgium is Europe's terror capital and is the capital of ISIS operations. Well, it's only about an hour and a half away from Paris, so Joe Biggs, Paul Joseph Watson, and, of course, Michael Zimmerman drove from Paris this morning into Brussels, Belgium. And they got out in one of the areas reportedly controlled by the Islamists and were told on the street, were told in businesses, were told in restaurants, were told in stores, get out of here, you're not welcome, this is not for you. In Arabic, in French, in Dutch, it appears. And in broken English, screamed at, you know, get out of here, waving the arms, you leave, followed by cars, basically run out of there. So this is what goes on in Europe, and this is what they want to create more of. Oh, see, they're not liberal, they're not inclusive, they're not open arms, and this is where the reported attackers came from. And the police won't even go into these areas. So I want the guys to go in there undercover with a rent car or with the cabs or whatever and get more footage of this just to detail, because those are powerful images for people to understand exactly what's unfolding. They've got some video, but I want to be able to have people actually see this for themselves, because this isn't the big melting pot they want here in the United States, Canada, Australia, and then in Europe. This is bizarre leftist policies hell-bent on bringing in radicalized groups from third world countries that are living in the dark ages that other Muslims flee from, who don't want to live under this. And it's a very, very dangerous situation, obviously. Now, the news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, have got a lot of the angles covered. So does DrudgeReport.com. But there is just so much to get to here, all these different angles. We have Syrian refugees already missing in Louisiana. Resettlement group admits we don't track them. UN demands take them in, tells Europe do what must be done. Plane load arrives in Britain. French police in nationwide raids. Half of America's governors say no to refugees. There's a map of those. 2,098 Muslims, 53 Christians. That's what's being brought into the U.S. More headed to 180 towns, but avoid D.C. and other expensive cities. 52% believe makes us less safe. Republicans move to halt Obama funding. Speaker Ryan calls for pause on program. Russia and U.S. must unite, says French president. Belgium PM threatens to close some mosque. German police chief plays down security threat. East Europe united against Merkel, who wants to keep the borders open. Israel outlaws domestic Islamic movement as police raid offices. So that's some of the news that's up on DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. But Obama is saying that the number of refugees from Syria and elsewhere will be increased to 100,000 per year. And we always knew it'd go 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. Actually, a month ago, they said 100,000. And then they said 300,000. And then the number in the media was 10,000 again. It's hundreds of thousands. It's millions. It's whatever we will put up with. That's the limit of the tyranny. Now, the French president is saying they must get rid of their Bill of Rights and Constitution and basically have a total police state to counter the threat they've brought in that they won't even deal with. This is simply mind-blowing. Absolutely over-the-top mind-blowing. To have this level of twisted, bizarre, out-in-the-open craziness. But it's not craziness. This is the divide-and-conquer strategy we talk so much about. A Tower of Babel, with the Black Lives Matter group running around complaining and, you know, the radical Islamists and the feminists running around and complaining and all the occultists complaining and pulling down crosses across the country and trying to ban Christmas and pushing for freebies for anybody that can get here. And all the big drug companies above the law able to charge a 2,000% price hike on infant seizure drug. Forced inoculations, nanotech, GMO. It goes on and on and on. And it shakes the mind to think about the fact that we have gotten to this point. It absolutely just makes me wonder what's coming next. But it's because the average person watches more than 5 hours of TV a day, pop culture. They're removed from the land. They're removed from common sense decisions. They have no idea how the world really works. They are completely naive, and all they've been taught to hate is masculinity, sovereignty, private property, the family, productivity, responsibility, the right to self-defense. They really believe whatever the mainstream media says. And they think it's cute, and they think it's fun to have their future destroyed. They think it's cute to have foreign banks that own insurance companies pass Obamacare to triple prices and to create death panels and to screw them over. They love it. They love being scammed. They love being took. They love being abused. They love being losers. And they have a savage programmed hatred of anyone that doesn't want to fall with them. They are delusional. They are domesticated. They're spoiled, rotten, scum-filled brats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks to rush up and dine at 2.
running in transvestite or transgender bathrooms in elementary school facilities is about going over the top. It's about breaking your will. Telling you that they're going to give you forced inoculations, whether you like it or not, is about breaking your will. Telling you that you're going to pay a carbon tax on all human activity to private banking consortiums owned by Al Gore, Lord Rothschild, Barack Obama, Hillary, and Bill Clinton, and others is about being over the top in your face. Obama going to Africa and telling Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning is about being over the top. All of this is about being over the top. And that's what it is when they say Europe will take millions and the United States will take millions of so-called refugees that are really settlers from all over the Middle East and Africa, Sunni jihadists who try to take over Syria and are now losing, so they're being given their 40 acres and a mule, basically. They're being given their GI Bill to go and populate Europe in giant neighborhoods, in city compound areas where welfare is paid, where health care is paid, and where Europeans, including the police, dare not even enter. Now, you talk about a plan to take over Europe. You talk about a plan to wreck civilization. This is it. And it's done by the unmentionably bad scum like George Soros, who lives out in a farm on thousands of acres in a giant mansion in Connecticut. They just have total bad will for the West. It's a conquering of the West. It's a mutilating of the West. And here's French news agency. UN warns Europe against backtracking on migrant communities. An estimated 1.1 million migrants have landed in Europe. And that's a whitewash number. It's over 2 million this year, other numbers show. They're almost all men, military age, and man, they don't have a complex that they're asking for something for free. They're angry. They hate the West on average, and they are just filled with abject anger towards Europe. They've been filled with leftist Ford Foundation style ideology. So when we come back from break, our reporters are on the ground just an hour and a half from Paris in Brussels, Belgium, the admitted capital of radical Islam, the capital of jihad, the capital of ISIS in Europe. And exactly what we'd read in the press is true. If you're three European men, sure, they're from America, but they're European derivation, you do not enter. You do not come in. And one of these supposed attackers was reportedly saved out of the Mediterranean Ocean off the coast of Greece. He was saved by the Greek people. He was taken in, and this is how Europeans are repaid. And sure, there's the argument, well, we bombed their countries, we did this to them. Yes, the criminals that are opening our borders and engineering the class of civilizations are the ones that have gone in and toppled any secular government and any government that tried to industrialize and tried to build up those nations, whether it was Egypt, whether it was Libya, whether it was Syria, whether it was Iraq, you're absolutely, or Iran in 1953 with Mohammed Mossadegh, you're absolutely right. But it isn't Europeans that did it. The same globalists that want us wrecked want them wrecked, and that's the point. They're going to create a bunch of Islamophobia. They're going to bomb a bunch of Muslim countries, ones that haven't even been involved in this. They're going after Assad, who's been fighting it. Then they're going to turn around in our face and tell us we have to give up our liberties and our freedoms to counter the threat they helped engineer. By the way, we have some new big specials that we are running today at InfoWarsStore.com. And InfoWarsLife.com, and it is your support of the products, it is your purchase of the products that makes everything possible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 15% off the amazing sleep aid with 9 compounds known to give you deeper, restful sleep, L-tryptophan, valerian root, melatonin, and others. And here's the key. a bottle of just melatonin with the same dose this has in it is more, usually $19.95. We have it for $16.95 right now, and it's got eight other ingredients on top of the melatonin that all synergistically work together naturally the way God intended it. InfoWarsLife.com. And yes, it sold out twice. It's probably our fastest selling product ever. The Deep Cleanse is back in stock. The truck arrived yesterday.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
World War IV would be fought. This is it. It's fought economically. It's fought with giant migrant waves. It's fought with drug-resistant diseases. It's fought with cultural destruction. It's fought with incredible propaganda. And we're going to fight it by exposing the larger, deeper agenda. The globalists know how to manipulate evil. They know how to manipulate crises. They know how to play both sides of a problem. And out of it come out on top. And when you understand that chaos is their brand, when you understand that crisis is their brand, when you understand that this is a dark logic that we're facing, then the keys become evident to overturn it and overthrow it. But only when the public understands the end game and the larger program. Joe Biggs, Paul Joseph Watson, and Michael Zimmerman, InfoWars.com reporters, are all on the ground, not in Paris as they were the last 2 days, but now across the border to the north in Brussels, Belgium. Now, Brussels, Belgium is the admitted capital of ISIS in Europe. It is the admitted capital of jihad in Europe. It is the admitted place where the reported terrorists organized and launched their attacks that we saw on Friday the 13th. Large areas of Brussels are off limits to Europeans. The police will not even enter it. Only the socialist social workers arrive with the free welfare, the free health care, and they tend, like mother hens, they tend the eggs lovingly. And the national leaders bring in the record numbers of Islamicists to swell the ranks full of Western anti-Christian hatred, forging the sword that the communists and the socialists will use to finally decapitate Europe. So this is a match made in hell with a vandalistic lust, a piratical lust to conquer Europe. They know nationalist parties are taking over. They know common sense is kicking back in. They know libertarian ideas are growing in popularity under the UKIP party and others. Just mainline libertarian, common sense, nationalistic groups. You've heard them on. Total common sense, but the media calls them super right-wing extremists. Well, the public's turning against that, so there's a move to fully break the countries, open the borders, and ban demonstrations in Sweden, in Belgium, in France, in Germany, against the open borders. And now France is announcing basically martial law, civil emergency, 5,000 troops patrolling with machine guns on the streets of Paris. Our reporters are going to be covering that tomorrow as well. But this is the beginning of the accelerated flood into Western nations. And we will see if they can use the controlled corporate press to spin this and force us to not just put up with groups that are absolutely incompatible with a free society, but we're going to see if they're going to make us pay for it all, which they're already doing. France has launched airstrikes against Islamic State stronghold in Syria. Funny, a couple years ago, you put this very group in charge there to murder everybody. Same groups you brought in to attack your own people. We're going to decipher exactly what's happening. Joe Biggs joins us from Brussels, Belgium. Joe went into Mexico this year, into one of the most dangerous areas in Mexico, where they reportedly have mosques being set up and did indeed find one, where they're reportedly smuggling in the illegals. The FBI met with him afterwards, so they believe his report was credible. This, of course, originally came from Judicial Watch. He wasn't even concerned about that, but Joe, who was in Afghanistan and Iraq, combat tours, did say for security they had to pull out of the ghetto area there in Brussels, Belgium. And to break down exactly what happened is Joe Biggs. They were followed by cars. They were screamed at. They weren't welcome going into restaurants and businesses. Joe Biggs, this sounds like that this is worse than we thought.
Exactly. That is completely correct, Alex. Just moments ago, we were in Molenbeek, Belgium, which is about a 40-minute walk outside of Brussels. And in that area, we went to the location of where the Belgian Special Forces conducted a raid. And they actually got the mastermind of the Paris attack that happened on Friday the 13th. And we were in that area doing some reports. And as we decided to leave because of the rain, we were followed by cars. We had a car with three younger males, probably ages 20 to 25, screaming. there. Don't come
Joe
back.
Biggs, Skype is again breaking up. Stop, Joe. I want you to start back over. Again, reporting from Belgium right now, outside France, about an hour and a half from Paris. Your Skype's back. Please continue.
Yeah, so we walked away from the where the raid happened after we did two or three reports, and we started trying to get out of the rain, so we were going to walk into a business. And as we walked in, there was a whole bunch of Muslim men, and basically we were told, hey, you're not welcome here. Get the hell out of here.
Was this a restaurant, a store?
It was like a restaurant, yes.
That's what you told me earlier. So, I wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, definitely our white privilege didn't come into account in that situation.
Talk about the car. You cut out talking about the car with the three military-age men.
Yeah, so there was a car that kept following us. It would pull up and stop and park as we would stop and talk and stay behind us. And as we would walk, it would move with us. And then eventually drove past, and they started screaming, get out of here, go away. And then they circled back around, and then two more cars came out. One of them broke away and went down a side alley where they could watch us as we walked, and the other guy followed behind for a while. There was three younger men, probably ages 20 to 25, and they were just staring at us. They had their cell phones out trying to record what was going on. So it was definitely intense. So
were you guys able to get some footage of this?
No, because we were walking at the time. I didn't want to start taking footage, and all of a sudden these guys jump out and start shooting. I didn't think it was worth that at the time.
No, I understand, but I tell you, that is very newsworthy that Europeans get run out of a suburb of Brussels, Belgium.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of the last, you know, multiple terrorist attacks that have happened have been people from Molenbeek. So it's definitely a hot spot for ISIS jihadis. It's definitely an area where they are recruiting and training people and doing a lot of planning. You know, the attacker that was played part in the attack at the Bataclan Theater actually did that, and then came back here, and the Belgian police were able to eventually get information, and then they got their special forces to come in, conduct a raid, and grab that guy. They're still a terrorist right now on the loose in Belgium. They are currently looking for this person, so that is going on right now.
Well, Joe, you've done a great job. I didn't think to tell you guys to take some of the body cams we have with you, so when you get back into Paris or Brussels or wherever, go to one of their nicer camera shops and get some body cams. That way you can just activate them whenever you're surrounded by these people and catch it all on tape. I imagine that I would have been caught unaware as well whenever this happened, but this really shows how loving and sweet these people are. I think we should bring 100 million folks in.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people aren't really thinking about. They're not looking at it from the common sense side. As you know, yeah, there are some good people that are trying to come over, that are trying to escape what's going on. But in that mix are people hidden, intending to do harm on civilians across the country. I mean, you have ISIS coming out and releasing a video saying that D.C. is going to be their next target. Well, if you actually go on the map and look at Burke, Virginia is one of the most highly populated areas by Muslims. And ISIS also released a kill list naming seven different cities in Texas and one in Virginia, and that one being Burke right outside of Washington, D.C. It's about southwest a little ways from Washington. So there's definitely a lot of stuff heating up right now. People need to remain vigilant, and we've got to do what we can to expose what's going on so we can show why these open borders are a bad idea, why we need to shut it down, why we need more people coming out and speaking against it. You know, we have multiple governors across the country who have said we're not going to take any Syrian refugees. But then you have the State Department today releasing a statement saying, hey, at the end of the day, you might have to do it regardless of the fact of what each state wants to do, what the governors intend on doing.
Taking what you learned in Afghanistan and Iraq, seeing what you've witnessed unfolding in Syria and other countries with Western governments openly backing these groups to come in and just murder other Muslims, murder Christians, blow up any religious sites they find. We know these are mainly radical Sunnis that are coming into Europe. That's why they're recruiting in these neighborhoods. What do you think the end game is of the European leaders pulling something like this? I mean, we know it's Balkanization. We know they're going to use the threat to take more freedom. But how do they think they're going to get away with this long-term suiciding Europe? Because the death throes of Europe will end up bringing down these globalist traitors.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, eventually it's just going to bust into all-out war. It seems like that kind of is what a lot of the world leaders want to happen, is a World War III. I mean, the military-industrial complex is one of the largest ways that these corporations and these banks make money. So it makes complete and total sense that they're trying to poke the bear to get something like that to happen. I mean, you have the French bombing now. You have the U.S. Air Force helping out, writing messages on their missiles saying from Paris with love. You know, that's what they want. They want everyone to live in a state of fear. They want to go in, take out the Assad regime, put in their own Western puppet, and take control of that area. So eventually they can move over, possibly start placing troops in Syria, and then eventually go into Iran.
It really is a purely Machiavellian worldview where our governments engage the most evil things you can imagine, but claim it's for the greater good. But then there isn't even a greater good. It's just completely cold-blooded to deindustrialize and break up every country on Earth, including the West. And the Third World is sold on all this class envy, class warfare stuff with carbon taxes. And then we actually get the global treaty copy 5 years ago there in Copenhagen, Denmark, when they were having their world summit. And it basically doubled the taxes on the Third World than what it would do to the First World. So it is a ultra-massive screw job. Joe Biggs, you got the floor to give us your views.
Well, we were just, right before we left Paris, we were at the train station, and they actually have an iceberg blow-up thing that has police and security guarding it, and it is for global warming. It's to represent global warming, and the conference is coming up. I thought that was extremely interesting that they had that out there, and they were kind of pushing that right there at the train station where there's a lot of tourism. I actually have the pictures up and a link to the site at the train station on my Twitter. If you guys want to pull it up, you can find it and you can see that. But they had four or five police vans full of, policemen, soldiers out there walking around, security guards, guarding this fake iceberg for their global warming thing.
I want to come back to you in a few minutes, but I want to go ahead and switch out with Paul Watson right now.
Okay.
And get his breakdown of this situation. It's very, very important. On top of all the craziness, I've got Charlie Sheen right here texting me, so I've got to handle that here for a moment. Well, that firestorm going on right now, we pray for him, obviously. But there is just a lot going on here. But I want to have Paul Watson come in right now and give us his breakdown on the situation we're witnessing. You know, for me, Paul Watson, this is so surreal, and now we're reconnecting with Paul, the Skype cut out. This is so surreal for me personally to be sitting here watching Europe suicide itself, but watching the globalists suicide the Middle East as well. And watching our governments over and over again support the bad guys because they don't want these countries to ever get on their feet. I mean, Hillary has apologized for supposedly wrecking Libya. Well, why didn't she get in trouble? They did it on purpose. They wanted to wreck Libya because it was building up Africa. It was creating a African bank system that was actually producing dams and bridges and infrastructure and electrical power. And they just blew Libya up. I'm going to skip this network break and go all the way to 59 after. Paul Watson, I'm going to give you the floor here to really break down your observations. First, what you saw today. I appreciate you and the courage of you and Biggs and Zimmerman. And then walk through other things you've witnessed since you were on with us 23 hours ago yesterday.
Well, yeah, obviously, as Big said today, we visited Molenbeek, which is known as the jihadist capital of Europe. It's one of these Muslim no-go ghettos that the left pretends doesn't exist. Remember, Steve Emerson went on Fox News after Charlie Hebdo and blamed some of these radicalized no-go Muslim ghettos for recruiting some of the attackers involved in that incident. The left laughed him off. The mayor of Paris tried to sue Fox News for those comments. And they basically, for the next 10 months, pretended that these areas don't exist. They do exist. We've just been in one. And again, they've earned the reputation for being a no-go zone. Because as Big said, we were, you know, flip the bird, screamed at by these young Muslims in this car. They followed us. Then we went to try and get something in a bar kind of restaurant place. And from what I could tell, the guy was talking French. He was basically saying white people aren't allowed in restaurants in this area. So our white privilege didn't count for much. But I'm racist for criticizing the religion of Islam. But they've got segregation in these Muslim no-go ghettos. So, yes, they do exist. We've been in one. And as Big said, this was where the guy, the eighth attacker, who is still on the loose in Belgium, they haven't caught him, he was picked up at around 5 a.m., just a couple of blocks away from the theater siege, driven all the way back from Paris to Brussels to this very area where this raid occurred. There are no police there whatsoever. We didn't see one police officer. Maybe there was a van driving through once. Other than that, absolutely nothing. So they don't want to patrol these areas because they're not welcome. And obviously, anybody white is not welcome. And that was made clear to us, so we had to get out of there. But that's Molenbeek. That's the jihadist capital of Europe. And, of course, it's not just the Paris attack in which, you know, the jihadists came out of that area. The Thais train attack back in August, of course, you remember it was derailed by the U.S. military service personnel. He came from Molenbeek, Belgium. The Jewish museum bomber here in Brussels. Last year, he opened fire with a Kalashnikov rifle, again, like the train bomb, like the train attacker. He lived in Molenbeek. That's why they all come from here. Of course, Belgium has the highest proportion of jihadists being sent to Syria out of the whole of Europe. And if you look on Twitter, on my Twitter account today, I posted the fact that the most number of pro-ISIS tweets expressing sympathy towards ISIS, number three on that list is Belgium, way above the likes of Turkey, way above the likes of Saudi Arabia. So there's a huge pro-ISIS sympathy here, and it's concentrated in these Muslim no-go ghetto areas like Molenbeek. The Madrid train bombings back in 2004, one of the men behind the attack was from Molenbeek, surprise, surprise. And there are other attacks as well. Of course, the mastermind behind the Paris attack, who is currently based in Syria, he came from Molenbeek, as did one of the actual assailants who is still on the loose. So this is an area with 30, 40% unemployment rate. They call it the capital of political Islam in continental Europe. That's according to Belgium's interior minister. And what's interesting is that even though Belgium is quite a left-wing country, obviously quite tolerant of intolerance, the Belgian prime minister came out yesterday and said, almost every time an Islamic terrorist atrocity occurs, there is a link with Molenbeek. He went on to say, we have tried prevention. Now we will have to get repressive. That was his word, repressive. It has been a form of laissez-faire and laxity. Now we are paying the bill. Of course, the eighth suspect in the Paris attacks is still on the loose here in Belgium. They went and raided his apartment, arrested a couple of his brothers, I believe, who were subsequently released. But he's still on the loose. And now the Prime Minister of Belgium is saying they need to get repressive in the area of Molenbeek to clamp down on that jihadist sentiment.
Folks, look, as the mayor started off expressing our solidarity with the people of France, the people of Paris, our hearts do go out to them and to Noemi Gonzalez's family here in Southern California and all those families who lost loved ones. This is all done to do one thing. Terror is designed to inspire terror. And we lose, they win, the moment we give in to that terror. The moment we give in and change anything about the openness of our society is the moment they win. And we cannot let that happen. There will be a tendency, both here and in Europe, to call for closing borders, call for closing down access to information, etc. But that's all this is about. That's what they're attempting to do. That's the ultimate victory. We didn't do it after 9/11. We didn't do it after the Boston Marathon. We've never done it on every other occasion that's occurred. And it is not sustainable, and we will succeed. And I say to the American people, There is no existential threat to the United States in the sense that nothing ISIS can do can threaten to bring down a government, can threaten to fundamentally alter the way we live. It can be what it is, acts of terror to try to get us to do that voluntarily.
All right, let's stop right there because as Paul Watson's Skype broke up in Brussels, Belgium, just an hour and a half from Paris, as they're tracking back to the source of the terror, what a profound clip. In fact, you could write a book about that clip. We could play that clip 50 times today and not analyze it fully or properly. 9/11, clearly a stage with Saudi Arabia, with criminals in our government. That's now come out. We've been proven correct. To take our liberties, launch wars against countries like Iraq that did nothing to us, for Saudi Arabia. And then on top of this, Paul, he then gets up and says the terrorists can't fundamentally alter anything in our lives, which is true. We shouldn't give in to terrorists, whether they're real or not. And basically says giving up our liberty won't protect us, but they've already taken so many of our liberties. So here is the vice president admitting that terrorists can't defeat us or can't take us down. Statistically, it's very rare to get killed by terrorists. But they hype it up. Both parties have taken our freedoms. They're expanding it. But he sells freedom as if we keep our borders open. That's the one thing. See, we have no freedom but the freedom to keep our borders open and the freedom to pay for the illegal aliens, health care, and everything else. That's it. That's what he's saying. So he speaks the language of freedom rhetorically, but in reality, it's totally empty, and they're doing the opposite. I mean, what an incredible statement. Could you hear that in Belgium, Paul Joseph Watson, that Biden clip from this morning where he comes out and says that we've got to stay free, we've got to keep our borders open? No, we're free in the country, but we have borders. That's what a sovereign country does. It's why my body has skin. It's why I have a mucous membrane in my mouth. I have a border for a reason. My cells have a barrier. Plants have a wall, not because they're racist, but because they'd die if they didn't, Paul Joseph Watson.
Yeah, and of course, that echoes what Salon.com said the other day, which I talked about. They basically came out with a headline saying the answer to the Paris terror attacks is to invite more Muslim refugees into Paris. Again, absolutely ludicrous, makes no sense. And today, which you probably mentioned, there's a report out of Baton Rouge that they allowed some of these Syrian refugees into Baton Rouge, Louisiana. One of them's already escaped, missing completely. They don't know where he's gone. Echoing similar.
You know, Skype is a great problem. Sometimes it works great, sometimes it doesn't, but it's a great technology. And Paul Watson is back. Finish your point.
Yeah, it's the same in Germany. They're getting to these refugee registration centers and then just disappearing into the underground. So, of course, ISIS again came out with a promise the other day and said they would infiltrate 4,000 jihadists through this refugee wave.
And by the way, Paul, they've been keeping their promises, and now they're disappearing from refugee centers inside the United States.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Baton Rouge, one's gone missing already, the first wave that they took in. And, of course, that's only going to happen to a greater extent, so... The reaction in Paris, though, seems to be they're not really letting it affect their way of life. I mean, it was quite deserted on Sunday, but it's not like Israel-style oppressive security. You just walk straight into the train station, get on the train, there are no checks. There were armed police on the train, but apart from that, it doesn't seem so intense. But in Molenbeek, where all these jihadists are from, absolutely no police presence whatsoever. They're left to their own devices. Because, again, we have reports, and this is the same in Sweden and other countries, that they just pelt rocks at ambulance and firefighters and police whenever they go to the area, you know, to respond to an incident. So Paul, it is a no-go area.
Paul, this is sensational, and people need to see it. I don't want to put you in harm's way. It's your decision. But rent a car, rent a guide, do whatever you got to do, if it's your choice. Get in there, get footage of these people, show them running folks off. It's important to show these no-go areas. It's important to show ISIS capital inside Europe, as mainstream media calls it, when we need the footage. This is like a Vice report or something. People need to see this. Great job having the idea to go there. We'll be back. Paul, stay there.